welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is award-winning talk show host and journalist, Joe McNally, all the way from sunny Charlotte, West Charlottesville, West Virginia. And Joe, did I get it right?
That was closer. West Virginia is a different.
Oh, Virginia. Okay, Virginia. Okay, so let me say this before you know we go back. You know, Joel, you are that eternal optimist, and I'm a pessimist, because in the face of all of these things that you are talking about, which no time in the history of this nation has ever taken place, that same man has not paid any price for what he did, and he's now the front runner for the 2024 election. That's Joel. How can I feel optimistic about that?
Well, here I'll do my trick.
Okay, it's got to be a trick.
So yeah. Well, I will say this: if he's on the ballot for president of the United States, the same thing will happen in America that happened in 2020. His presence on the ballot is so hateful to a majority of people in this country, they will not elect him. They elected him the first time foolishly, because I can't totally even explain that, except that he was running against a woman who had been demonized for decades in this country by Republicans, and they could not stomach the idea of her taking office, even though she was a very qualified candidate.
Because she was a strong woman.
That's the other thing she had going against her, of course. Republicans don't like strong women.
That's right.
They don't like women. They don't like all. Women, period.
Yeah.
And we know that every woman in politics has a uphill battle to start with. The most pick out, you know, your favorite woman in politics. People hate her.
That's true.
I can swear to that. and they hate her because they hate women in politics, and they always demonize them. They always have to, you know, if they're too cheerful, they're too cheerful. If they're too stern, they're too stern. It is the fact that we males in this country are extremely sexist. They really are. They've grown up that way. I grew up that way. You grew up that way. Women didn't have a vote in America for much longer than African Americans.
Right.
And African Americans are still hated, and people trying to prevent them voting, especially the Republicans right now. All the voter suppression laws they are passing now are aimed at urban areas where a lot of African Americans.
That's correct.
In the state of Wisconsin, when Wisconsin elected Joe Biden, Donald Trump asked for recounts in only two counties. Guess what? They were the two
where predominantly yes.
With more African Americans in Dane County and Milwaukee County than in any other county in the state. So he didn't want to recount any of those white votes. He only wanted to recount the urban areas. And all over this country, when he said our votes are being stolen, he named all the places they were being stolen. They were Detroit and Philadelphia, and every city which had a large African-American population. But women are even less popular than African Americans, and we now have a Supreme Court in the United States which is going to destroy the freedom of women to engage in our democracy, to have whatever careers they want to have, to decide how many children they should have. government is going to decide how many children women should have. And if they get pregnant, they have to give birth to those pregnancies, no matter how many times they get pregnant. When I was growing up, you and I were growing up, many of the Catholics we knew, because they had a religious objection against abortion. Many of the Catholics we knew had enormous families, 7 kids, 9 kids.
Right.
That doesn't happen anymore. Why doesn't that happen anymore? Birth control, okay? Women are allowed to use birth control. The Catholic Church still tells them that they shouldn't, and many fundamentalist religions say that they shouldn't, but they do, because women want to decide for themselves how big a family to have. Women want to decide for themselves whether they should have a career or stay home and only take care of children. And we know that daycare is extremely expensive. So, poor women, poor African-American women who have to work 2 or 3 jobs at low wages in order to even feed those families, they're just out of luck because we don't want them to have decide for themselves how many children to have.
Yeah, but Joe, on the flip side of that, on the flip side of that, I forgot the name of the whites who want they want to have their populations increased because that's the real reason they're opposed to birth control, because there's zero population growth in white America for the most part. And
there's less population growth in America than we need,
right,
to supply our jobs,
and so they don't want
our jobs. They, especially to fill our low paid jobs that don't pay anybody enough to live,
right?
I that is so evil.
I know, but
yeah,
Joe,
but the truth of the matter is, they are not going to stop any person with the means from either getting abortions or using birth control. They're just not, because people, males want to want to have careers and they want to decide for themselves how big a family they have, unless they want to hire, a swarm.
But Joel, in the face of all of these negative things we're talking about, how is it possible that there can even be a possibility that the Republicans can regain control over the House and maybe the Senate? How is that possible?
It is appalling.
Yes.
It means that people aren't making that connection. They don't connect their vote to what is happening in their lives, and they should, because that is exactly what is happening to their lives. The fact of the matter is, they're so attuned to either being a Democrat or a Republican. Most of them,
right?
I'm a Democrat because my mother was a Democrat. I grew up in a Democratic family in a small town in Indiana, where Democrats were definitely a minority, no question about that. But we were fiercely Democrat. My mother always told me that that the Democrats were for the little guys and the Republicans were for the big guys. And believe me, everybody in Union City,
knew that.
Indiana was a little guy.
Right.
But some of them were putting on airs and trying to pretend to be big guys, and they would vote Republican. But looking over the generations, I think my mother summed it up pretty well. Which party is for who?
Right, right.
I've never seen anything to make me believe anything else.
So now
it is true that both parties are too much influenced by the big money and the richest people in our society. There's no question about that. because we, you know, while Russ Feingold from Wisconsin tried to, you know, outlaw huge contributions from those people, Republicans destroyed, you know, the so-called McCain-Feingold law, which tried to reduce big money in our politics. So big money controls our politics. But the good news is that some of that big money is from corporations that know if they support some of the horrific things the Republicans want to do today. We're talking about wiping out abortion. We're talking about all the obvious racism. We're talking about some of the ugliest things that Donald Trump did that even the Chamber of Commerce doesn't support. There are now some big money supporting some of the right causes. But it used to be all that big money was on the Republican side. But now you get in big trouble if, like, Georgia, you remember the All-Star game in
yes.
baseball got thrown out of Georgia?
Yes.
Because Major League Baseball would not support their attempts to destroy voting rights. And they had destroyed voting rights. But despite that, Stacey Abrams is putting on another hell of a campaign for governor of Georgia and may well win this time. Because before, the election was run by, guess who, the governor of Georgia, who was Secretary of State then and controlled his own election and purged black voters from being able to vote in that election. That is organizing the black voters in Georgia stronger than they've ever been. That's why they elected Raphael Warnock. To the Senate, and that's why they elected two Democrats to the Senate, which gave us a 50-50 Senate.
But Joe, we've got to go to a break, but you're still not making that's what I'm looking for. The case. These people.
Human beings.
Yes.
They're not.
All right. We've got to go to a break. Uncle. Joe McNally said uncle. We've got to go to a break. Hang on. 844-967-2789. Joel, I'm writing this down. The date, the time. I know, Joel, we got to go to a break. We'll be right back. All right.